Renzo, enjoying your work this afternoon? It looks like you've done a wonderful job entertaining our latest guest. Why don't you take a break and leave me with them? We have some things I would like to discuss. Thank you, Renzo. Well, good afternoon. I trust you've been enjoying the hospitality of our good dungeon master. Renzo doesn't speak much since his tongue was removed many years ago. He used to be the head of a noble house, would you believe? But that's the price an influential man pays for speaking ill against the crown. I wasn't sure he would ever forgive me for that. But after I granted him the job of dungeon keeper, he seems to be quite grateful for the new life he's been given. Job satisfaction is so important, don't you think? I think he prefers this life, actually. Free from the dreary responsibilities of life at court. Able to indulge himself down here to his heart's content. I can't say I blame him. I do enjoy getting away from it all down here myself. It's been a while since we last saw one another. You look just as beautiful as ever. Even with the dirt and the sweat. It's a good look for you. Not one I've seen before. Well, the sweat perhaps, but not the dirt. I like you looking rough around the edges like this. I have to apologize. I doubt anyone explained to you why it is that you've been brought down here. It must have been frightening to be whisked away in the middle of the night without explanation. But rest assured, it is through no fault of your own. As the Crown Prince, there are certain expectations upon me. You know that I am betrothed to a rather dull, homely woman who bores me to tears. But the arrangement is a political necessity. A very important one. It would not be seemly for one such as I to be found indulging himself with one of the servants. It could create an awkward political situation. But as you well know, I am a weak man. Not very disciplined when it comes to indulging myself, I'm afraid. It was no longer appropriate to have you visiting my chambers late in the evening. People were starting to notice. And yet, I still want you. I was getting, regrettably, attached to you. So bringing you down here is the only way that I can keep having you. Down here, we can have our secrets. Where you can be punished for what you did to me. Punished for the way you arouse me. Punished for the way you bring the realm into danger by arousing the senses of your lord and liege. Punished for being so pretty that it was a problem. Punished for having an ass so captivating that it threatened to destabilize the realm. Not many people can say that. You should be proud. Although it must be uncomfortable to be shackled to this frame. Arms up, legs spread, clothes already disintegrating to rags. I'll see to it that you're made more comfortable. Eventually. For now, though, I think I rather enjoy seeing you like this. So exposed. Open for someone to easily take advantage. It seems like the dungeon master has certainly been indulging himself. Not everyone's idea of a good time, I'll grant you. But knowing what you like, knowing how it is to be intimate with you, I wouldn't be surprised if you found some pleasure in it. None of this is really your fault. But like our friend Renzo, I'm certain that you will begin to enjoy yourself down here. The look on your face. Perhaps you feel that I've betrayed you. That those nights we shared together meant something special. I assure you, if you hadn't pleased me quite so much, you would have found a very different end. One much swifter. You're down here precisely because I do like you so much. I am a weak man who indulges his pleasures as he wishes, and I always have been, and that is precisely why you come down here to live, so that I can continue to indulge myself. So that I can have you laid out on the rack, just like this. Looking as beautiful as ever. This gorgeous body of yours. Open for use. Ready to be taken. Looking so beautiful. So perfect and responsive. If I were to just run a finger down your neck, across your skin, over your chest, and down to your belly button, and lower and lower and lower. You used to love it so much when I touched you there. Why should it be any different now? We can still enjoy ourselves. You just have to learn to relax into it and accept your new fate. Why don't we try it again? If I put my finger right here on your throat and I run it down your neck, across your chest, over your stomach, over your belly button, and lower and lower and lower. What could be more calming than the touch of a familiar lover? You really are beautiful, and we really will get you cleaned up. But for now, seeing you exposed with your legs spread wide, your arms spread wide, I must say the Dungeon Master has done a terribly wonderful job of preparing you for me. Even this face of yours. To grab it like this. To make you kiss me. Oh, I've missed you. And I am so fortunate that I have you back. You know, there is a passage running directly from my bedchambers right down here to the dungeon, so that I can come down here whenever I wish, unseen, to enjoy myself, to make you enjoy yourself with me. Although sometimes I think the way that I enjoy myself might not be very much fun for you. You know, I do like this rack, but I feel like there is a much better position that we could have for you. Here. Let's undo these chains. There we go. Oh, that was close. I've got you, don't worry. You must be feeling weak if you just fell straight off the rack like that. Oh, I've got you, don't worry. Here, come over here. Why don't you lean forward over this bench? Right here, like this. But we'd best make sure that your arms are locked together still. How about a fresh set of shackles, There you go. You just bend over this bench. You can rest like this. Rest your weary arms and rest your weary legs. Put all your weight onto the bench. And while you do that, I'll just get one of Renzo's instruments here. What's this? This cane looks like it could be rather painful if it were to be struck against you while you're bent over like this. Don't you think? Oh, look at you. You took that surprisingly well. Obviously, you're growing accustomed to Renzo's work. Well, it makes it easier for me to have my fun. Oh. But I do love seeing you shake even just a little. Every time it strikes you, the shiver of pain it sends through you, echoing through your body, making you gasp and making you moan. This is the side of you that I've missed. I've missed the sights of your beautiful body. I've missed the sounds that you make. I've missed the way that you move. Luckily for both of us, we still get to be together. Oh, the rough touch is painful, isn't it? What about a gentle one? If I just stroke my hand over your skin gently right here. I really do think you'll learn to like it down here in my dungeon. In fact, I'm going to make sure of it. Oh, but as fun as a whip is, there really is no substitute for my own hand. Oh, it does feel so good to get my hands on you. The days between having you sent away and when I could finally get down here felt like an eternity. Oh, I'll make sure we never wait this long again. And I know that this, which is intended to be punishment, to you feels so good. I hear it in your voice. I hear it in your moans and I hear it in your breathing when I run a finger right here, up underneath between your legs and up your ass. Oh, you really are perfect. I would much rather take you to be my lover. If only I could. If only life was so easy. But your place has to be down here. Down here where we can have our fun. Do you like it when I touch you right there like that? A hand on your shoulder, bracing you. While I slip a finger inside your ass. Oh, it does feel good, doesn't it? It definitely gets me hard. Oof. Slipping a finger inside you, pushing it in and out. Oh, making you feel pleasure. Forcing you to feel pleasure. The way you move your hips. I need you so badly. I need you so badly. And I have missed being inside you. Missed having my naked cock out in front of you. Even just rubbing it up on your thighs like this. While I slip a finger in and out of you. It feels so good. So good. Making you feel pleasure in this place of pain, in this place of punishment. To get around here behind you. Just where I've always loved to be so much. You were a servant to me once before, upstairs in the castle in your former life, and you will continue to be a servant to me down here in the dungeon in your new life, where you are even more my property, even more mine to command exactly as I see fit. This cock feels so good, pressing up against you. I'm ready to penetrate you. Ready to have sex with you. I could never resist myself with you. I really, truly never, ever could. Because it feels so good to just grab a hold of your hips and thrust. Thrust inside you. Like this. Whenever I feel the full length of my cock slide into you, it's like something animal takes over. Something primal just takes hold of me. And I can't stop myself. You drive me crazy. Thrusting into you. Like this. While you're shackled and bent over and whipped and mine to use as I see fit. You know, I really do need you all for myself. I think I will order Renzo to claim you no more. I want to keep you all for myself. And maybe some friends. God. To push all the way inside you, as deep as it'll go. I truly can't resist you. My slave. My dungeon slave. To be fucked and penetrated and used as I see fit. Whenever I wish. And maybe if you behave yourself, I'll allow you to come up the secret passage and occasionally spend a night upstairs in a nice, cozy, warm bed with me. But only if you impress me. I know it hurts. I know it hurts when it goes that deep. I know how it feels for you. And that's what I like about it. Filling you up, taking you, mine to use as I see fit, mine to come inside as I see fit, whenever I need it, whenever I want it, and that's what you are. You are a series of holes to be fucked and used and conquered and claimed and owned and punished however I see fit. Whenever I see fit. And you will take load after load of my cum and my seed anytime I wish. Oh God, like right now. Are you ready? Are you ready to take it inside you? Oh fuck, here it comes. Here it comes. Oh fuck. Oh. Yeah, fuck. Oh, that's it. That's it. Oh, all inside you. All inside you. Deep, deep inside you. I love seeing you bent over, breathing hard, whimpering. But we're not done yet. I want more from you. I want to reach down here, and I'm going to touch it, and I'm going to play with you until I force an orgasm out of you. Just like this. Come on. Feel that cum drip out of you while I make you orgasm for me. No one is supposed to feel pleasure down here. This is a house of pain. But I will force you to feel pleasure, and I will make you cum. Come on. That's it. That's it. Come for me. Come for me. Come for me. There you go. I feel you getting closer. I know it. I know it when I see it. Come for me. Come for me. Come for me. There you go. That's it. Come for me. There you are. Come. 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 Oh. Oh. I love to squeeze orgasms out of you. Squeeze every drip of pleasure that I can out of your body. Oh, you are too good. Oh. There was no chance I could ever resist you. No chance I could ever truly send you away permanently. The price you pay for being so attractive, I'm afraid. For being so perfect. Well, like I said, I'll make sure that you learn to love it. Because you're not going anywhere. And neither am I.